In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The last verse of tonight's gospel reading, Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." It's a really simple thing if you think about it. Wherever your treasure is, whatever you treasure the most, whatever you value the most, whatever is your most prized possession, wherever that treasure is, that's where you'll find your heart. That's where you'll find all your energy located. It's where you'll find all your desire, most of your time. It's where you'll find your motivation. It's where you'll find your emotions hanging. All on your treasure. So, take some things for instance. If your treasure is, for instance, the Chicago Bears, then your heart will be with the Chicago Bears. And if they do well, then your heart will feel glad and triumphant, and you'll be content and the world will be right. But if they lose and do terrible, then your heart will die as the season comes to an end. It's that simple. If your treasure is your job, I think this might be a more realistic one for some of us. If your treasure is your job, if your treasure is the place you work, the people you work with, then that's where your heart's going to be. And you're going to find that if everything is okay at work, then everything will be okay with your heart. If everything at work is good and up, then your heart will be up. But if you lose your job, then you will lose all your heart. And if your job is hard, then you probably will find your heart is hard. If your treasure is literally treasure, as in money and stuff, then that's where you'll find your heart. You'll find your heart locked up with your stuff. When you have more and more stuff, your heart will feel good, and you keep acquiring more and more, and your heart is content until you find out, of course, that none of that stuff lasts, and then your heart is left empty and dying. If your treasure is any kind of a thing, then you will find your heart kind of dies with that thing. So then, if your treasure is anything but Jesus, then you can see your heart ends up really vulnerable. It's always going to be kind of up and down, shifting with whatever thing your treasure is. But if your treasure is Jesus, then your heart is secure. Then your heart is full of joy. Your heart is strong because Jesus is strong. Your heart is steady. If Jesus is your treasure, then the Bears can win or lose, and your heart is still firm and strong and secure. If Jesus is your treasure, then your job can be up or down. You can lose your job, change jobs, and your heart is still strong and secure. Then money and stuff can come and go. You can have a lot, you can have a little, and still your heart is content. If your treasure is Jesus, then your heart is with Jesus and your heart is safe. Now, why doesn't that happen then? Why don't all of us have strong, secure hearts that are never up and down? Well, you know, the problem is that it's so easy to treasure all these other things, all this other stuff, much more than Jesus. Because bottom line is we live in a very material world. Very material, and we're very material people. One easy way you can see this, it's a very condemning way, but it's very easy. Just look at your checking account. Look at, in any given month, where your money goes. It shows where your treasure is. It shows where all of our treasures is. I mean, it'll tell you where your treasure is. A good judge of what you treasure and value is what you spend your money on, or where you hoard your money, maybe. And all of that stuff, all the things of this material world, we know it's all going to just turn to ash, just like us. It's all temporary, fleeting. All the things we spend our money on, it's all temporary. And if our treasures then are just material, then our hearts will simply be material. We are dust. To dust we shall return, we heard. We brought nothing into the world. We can take nothing out of the world. But then here you have Jesus, this completely different kind of treasure. Heaven and earth will all pass away, he says, but my word will never pass away. He endures forever. Remember, we are dust. To dust we shall return. Well, he returned to the dust, and what happened? He rose. He defeated the dust and the ashes. And that's what makes this treasure different. When your heart is with Jesus, then your heart will not die. He says, whoever believes in me will never die. If he's your treasure, your heart is with him and your heart is secure. So, to make it as specific as I can, what am I talking about? Well, you and I, we want to put our heart and our treasure wherever Jesus is. So that means, first of all, we put our heart in his word. We put the phones away. We turn the TVs off. We put the newspaper away, put the internet, turn the internet off, and we treasure his word. We put our hearts in his word, in something that will never, ever pass away, but will endure forever. When you treasure his word, then your heart's with Jesus. And there he will give you his Holy Spirit. And there he will forgive your sins. And there he will create faith and strengthen faith. There he will lift up your heart and put joy in your heart. There he will take your heart and make it safe and secure and confident with him. In Deuteronomy, God tells you exactly that. He says, these words that I command you today, put them on your heart. They shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise. In other words, treasure them. Make them your treasure and keep your heart with Jesus. Then there's the Lord's Supper. When we receive Holy Communion, you're receiving your treasure, Jesus Christ, and your heart is with him. You receive a treasure that will never fall, never fail. I mean, you're receiving Jesus. You're receiving the indestructible body and blood of Christ, the same body and blood that rose on Easter morning. Death can't destroy that. Nothing can destroy that. That's treasure that will never pass away. So we have his word. We have the Lord's Supper. But there's this other thing we have to realize about this treasure, and that is that it's a hidden treasure. And this is also what makes it a little bit difficult. It's a treasure that's in your heart, which means it's a treasure that others aren't going to see and a treasure that often you're not going to see. And that's why in the beginning of the reading, Jesus uses this one word over and over again, secret. In secret, he keeps saying. He talks about giving your money in secret, praying in secret, fasting in secret. That's something that makes this treasure a little difficult for us. The temptation, you see, as you very well know, is always to make ourselves the treasure, and we want to kind of show off that treasure. We want others to see what we're doing, how great we are, and we want everybody to know how much money we're giving or how much we're praying, how often we're in church. And Jesus says that's what the hypocrites do. That's where pride rears its ugly head and it says, everybody look at me, right? But that's not our treasure. Then your treasure isn't Jesus. Then your treasure is just yourself and you just treasure other people's praise and their acknowledgement. But the treasure of Jesus is a secret treasure. It's a treasure in your heart. It's a treasure that your heavenly Father sees. So Jesus says, don't flaunt it around in public. Don't flaunt yourself. Tell everybody how much you're giving, how much you're praying. But rather do it in secret. Do it in the heart. And your Father who sees in secret will see your heart and reward you. That's where your treasure is. God isn't concerned with those who look good on the outside. He tells us that over and over again in the Scriptures. What he's concerned with is sinners like you and me who have hearts that need to be cleansed and hearts that need Jesus. And to you and to me and to our hearts, he sends this great treasure. It's a hidden treasure, but it's the best treasure that he can offer, his own son, Jesus Christ. And you have that treasure. Now, one closing word about this. The world will never think that treasure is all that great. And sometimes you and I don't think that treasure is that great. And sometimes we might seem like this hidden treasure is really not worth all that much. But it's worth more than anything else that this entire world can offer. You have a treasure that cannot be lost and it cannot lose. Your treasure has conquered sin, death, and the grave for you and has made you a child of God. And when Jesus is your treasure, then you have a heart that cannot be broken, a heart that is guarded and protected from all the evil in this world, a heart that is filled with joy, with peace, a heart that is made clean and new in Jesus. So it is a simple thing. It really is. Wherever your treasure is, your heart is. Your treasure is Jesus. And so your heart is safe with Him. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.